Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. We're off to a little bit of a late start today, folks, because everything slowed down from Thanksgiving. So, and thank God for Thanksgiving, and to everybody out there, enjoy your lives, get as healthy as you can. And if you want to be healthy, let me tell you, because there's no one who's healthier than I am. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'm older than all of you. It doesn't matter how old you are, you're listening. Believe me, I'm older than you, okay? Because anybody as old as I am doesn't do what I do. I do everything. I do skin diving, water skiing, horseback riding, all kinds of stuff like that. And I have unending energy. I can dance all night long nonstop. I can play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the game, the exercise, and I also. I'm now doing my own exercise routine that I do. Every other day I do, I'm now up to 80 push-ups in a setting. So I do 3 sets in that particular day. So 240 push-ups every other day. And in between I do arms and so forth and so on. So aside from all of that, let me just tell you, I'm also I have 3 graduate degrees. Pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I also am a veteran of the United States Air Force, and I'm not looking at any kind of crib sheets or any scripts to read this. I just want to tell you, if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. It's made by a company in Osaka, Japan, and the company is called Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C. So the human body is 85% water, 85% water, okay? And the cells of the body, the organs, are all bathed in interstitial fluid, which is really water. And way back in about 1972, the Japanese gentleman, I can't remember his particular name, but anyhow, he's the fellow that actually invented how to get pure water, and that meaning alkaline antioxidant. What's antioxidant? Well, if you take an apple and you cut it in half and it starts to turn brown right away, it means it's oxidizing, it's aging. Okay, so if you want to slow down human aging like me, I've been drinking this water, only this Kangen water, ever since I found out about it, which I'll tell you how I found out about it in a minute. But I've been drinking only this water. I don't drink any other water. And I don't drink sodas or anything like that. So, anyhow, let me continue. I just got a little disturbed, that's all. Let me say this for a second before I forget. Fractures, bone fractures, knee, hip, so forth and so on, are number one on the best-selling list, because more people are getting fractures these days than any, especially people over the age of, let's say, 45, 55 even, more, is because of the fact that the regular water, tap water, whatever it is actually, in order to get sodas, well, we'll get back to the tap water in a minute, but in order to get this soda, Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, to get that dark color, manufacturers add phosphoric acid. The phosphoric acid gives it the dark color, but phosphoric acid also robs bones of minerals. Need I say more? That's why there's more increasing fractures, so forth and so on. And by the way, I don't take any medication. And I'm a pharmacist and a physician, okay? I don't need to take any. I take about 22 or 24 different supplements. I mean, it's not a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not like some kind of a vitamin freak, but I might say that I am. I was lucky enough to grow up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. And my dad taught me a lot about running an apothecary, which is like a real straight drugstore. You don't usually have a store like that has a soda fountain and candies and all kinds of stuff in it. I mean, my dad's store did have that because in those days it was necessary. Even the first Walgreens in California or Colorado, I'm not sure where it was, the first one. But they also had the same thing with soda fountain, stuff like that. But anyhow, the phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. So that's one major thing that you should take out of today's broadcast. We broadcast, folks, as you may know, every Friday at noon to 12:30, noontime. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Let me go on and say what else. If you really want to be healthy, you need to drink Kangen water, which is strong, the highest type of alkaline antioxidant slows down aging. Oxidation increases aging, like the apple that turns brown, or if you put a piece of metal outside overnight, and just with the, it doesn't even have to rain, but just with the dew and the mist or whatever it is, that metal will start to get rust spots on it just overnight. So when we have too much sugar in the body, we start to rust out. Okay, everything that's manufactured, every food, every package, everything has sugar in it, different forms of sugar, sugar in disguise. Okay, so we need to have sugar because it makes it palatable, taste, improve the taste, so forth and so on. But it, in most cases, it's overdone, especially in children and teenagers and so forth, and Slurpees and all kinds of other things and whatever it may be. There's too much sugar, and sugar leads not only to aging, speeding up aging, but it also is a underlying form of cancer also, too much sugar. So one other thing that's happening with water that these days that you probably know about, it's called fracking, and that's the petroleum industry is breaking through the Earth's crust in different areas looking for deposit petroleum or oil deposits. And it's all in the interest of getting, being able to produce more oil products and so forth and so on, gasoline. And way back in 1900, there was a fellow that got tired of riding around on his horse for the idea of how to build an internal combustion engine, which is the engine that's in an automobile, internal combustion engine. And then somebody else came along and threw some wheels on that engine, and they had an automobile. And that was the first car in the entire world. The first car. Now, there's like a million cars just on one square block, practically, in the big cities of the world. You know, it doesn't have to be even in Los Angeles, New York, and so forth and so on. It's even in a place called Da Nang in Vietnam, where I was there when I was in the Air Force. And the thing is, there's even cars beside the rickshaws. I mean, they have thousands of little motorbikes around there, you know, that part of the world. But there's also God knows how many automobiles now. So with all that being said, you have to be able to be careful of products that are overloaded down with different food. And food, I mean, sugars are different things, sugar in disguise, fructose, lactose, this dose, that dose, all these doses. I mean, these are real things, but at the same token, the way it's used in soda, things. I don't drink any soda at all. I don't drink Coke and Pepsi. And looking at a bottle of poison, I'm not going to do that to myself, to my body. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. We're going to do an abbreviated show today because it's a holiday weekend. And everybody that I'm with, my family, so forth and so on, and they're telling me, hurry up, stop doing the show. I'm not going to hurry up that much. So I gave you some really important things to know about, like fracking is ruining the reservoirs even. It's breaking through the Earth's crust, and a lot of that goes right through the Earth, and it's tainting the reservoirs. So there's no pure water. There wasn't any pure water in the reservoirs to begin with anyhow. Only when the Japanese actually developed, it's Japanese that developed the way to have there's a word that I just forgot for a second, but it'll come back to me. And let me just tell you how I found out about it. I went to a medical convention in Tokyo about 4 years ago. I was walking through the lobby of the hotel, and only it's a 3-day convention. And I just went because when I was in the Air Force years ago, I was in Tokyo. I wanted to see how it was now and this and that. The other thing, as I'm walking through the lobby, a Japanese gentleman stopped me in the lobby. And he says, "Are you Dr. Barton?" I said, "Yes, but how do you know?" And he held up a Japanese newspaper. And my picture was on the front of it. And actually, what it said, it was all in Japanese and everything, but it said that this was the doctor that was actually talking, was at a medical convention, and you should try to talk to me at whatever hotel it was, because back in America, in Miami, it says that I had it, doctor me, that I, Dr. Barton, that I had a cancer treatment center in South Miami, people into a chamber, and increase the oxygen content and kills off the cancer cells. Cancer cells cannot live in a high oxygen environment. So it's not that difficult to actually get rid of cancer. But cancer is big business in medicine. Sorry to say that. It sounds horrible. But it's big, big business. There's huge, huge cancer centers, cancer treatment, this, that, and the other thing. The first thing they should do is get rid of all sugar in the diet, and they don't. Anyhow, moving right along, I want to give you the phone number. Whoever doesn't have the number to call and to listen to the show, you can dial 3. Next, we broadcast, as I said before, every Friday at noon, 12 noon, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time. And the number to call and to listen to the show is 347-324-3525. I'm sorry, 347-324-2535. Let me see if I'm right. 47. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. So like I said before, if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water, Kangen water. The machines that the company, the different companies that make these machines. It's not a huge machine, but it stands on the kitchen counter. It's a little bit bigger than a toaster. It hooks right up to you, to your tap water. And as the water goes through this machine, it's transformed totally into pure water, which is Kangen water. And it's alkaline, totally alkaline, anti-acid water, okay? So in order to be healthy, you really need to drink Kangen water. The machines cost about $4,000, but the terms you can pay it off, you don't need credit applications, nothing. The company is located in Osaka, Japan. They also have a big, huge United States in the country in Torrance, Los Angeles. Okay? And anyhow, so getting back to the fact that water is the basis of life. And also, we don't want to be breathing in toxins like exhaust from buses, cars, so forth and so on. The exhaust taints the air, and it also cancer-causing factor. Besides the sugar and everything we talked about, people breathing, they think that they're running alongside the highway and getting exercise and this and that and doing exercise. Meantime, they're about 20 feet away from cars, buses, and trucks, whatever it is, that are emitting all these cancer-causing elements. So if you follow all of that, folks, what we're going to do is doing an abbreviated show today. Remember, we broadcast every Friday, 12 noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. One more time to get the water machine. You can call. Let me give you the number. I'm going to give you my cell phone number even, so you can save time and effort. 863-509-9059. So anytime you call there, just leave your name and number clearly and slowly. And I usually don't answer the phone because there's too many calls that come in. Okay, so I'll just be getting back to you, myself or my staff. So with all that being said, God bless you all. Let's pray for peace in the world. Let's pray for these people running around killing other people out there in those countries, Iran, this place, that place, the other place. And thank God that we live in America, as far as I'm concerned. You know? So, and we can say a nice goodbye to President Trump. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Trumpy. Okay, and let's hope that everything works out with Carmella. Carmella Harris. I know her name's not Carmella, but there was an Italian neighborhood. Every other girl was named, hey, Carmella. Hey, Carmella. Okay, folks. God bless you all. Tune in next week. And on that note, I say adios, y'all.